your retirement income against inflation and taxes? Do you have an asset allocation model that suits your individual goals? These are the questions that Ray Lucia, certified financial planner, has been helping investors answer for almost 35 years. The stock market is volatile and certainly unpredictable, and getting the right answers to your questions can be crucial to your financial future. You've spent a lifetime earning and saving in preparation for retirement, and it's time that you spent an hour making sure your financial strategy is sound. You need to call Ray Lucia today and schedule a complimentary consultation with one of his buckets of money specialists. Remember, everyone's situation is different, and Ray can get you started with a strategy that's customized especially for you. No cookie-cutter advice, just a strategy that aims to help you reach your financial goals. Ray works nationwide along with his team right here in Houston. Call 877-PLANNER, that's PLANNER, and press the number 2 to schedule your complimentary meeting, or go online to 877planner.com. Securities through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, Ray Lucia representative.
Scott Boats practices estate planning, probate, and family law, and he does it so differently than most lawyers. Call Scott Boats at 888-TX-WILLS. Scott knows that courts are the most powerful regulatory bureaucracies we ever encounter, and bureaucracies are created to follow procedures, not to protect individuals. But putting your life before a court shouldn't be like going through airport security. When your family goes to court, plan for the modern legal bureaucracy. When you plan your estate, plan for the armies of others who will threaten your plans. Scott Boats practices law knowing that we create our futures through planning and by carefully choosing our battles and by always knowing our adversaries. Only you can protect your family, your estate, and your future. Call Scott Boats at 888-TEX-WILLS for estate planning. Call Scott Boats at 888-899-4557 for probate and family law litigation. Scott Boats practices estate planning, probate, and family law differently than most lawyers. Not board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization.
Can't get enough of Dell? Now catch the best of Dell Walmsley Sunday mornings at 9.
When you decide to make something happen in your life, when you focus your attention on it, it will occur.
It's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
You are the solution to your problem, the solution to your challenge.
The way to wealth is right here.
You are the power and the embodiment of success. All you have to do is take the actions required to get there.
The best of Dell Walmsley, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. This is Arturo De Leon here with Scott Boats. Today's topic is estate planning. Daphne Patterson, our other partner, is off today. She'll be back in a couple of weeks with mortgage fraud. Before the break, we were talking about some of the aspects of estate planning. Obviously, the most common document is a will. But is there another way to leave your property to whom you want, in the manner you want, and when you want them to get it?
And maybe more privately.
Right. Right. There's a living trust document that a lot of attorneys prefer. I basically prefer to inform my clients, Scott, and let them make the decision about whether they want to do a will or a living trust. Let me just tell you a little bit about a living trust.
And there may be a will that's part of the living trust, but what the living trust does, what's it do overall?
Well, overall, it maintains continuity. There is no reason for probate. There's privacy. You've already transferred the assets into this entity called the trust. And because the assets have already been transferred there, they're already being managed by the trustee, which is usually the person that creates a trust while they're alive.
For example, the Scott Boats Living Trust, my car would be titled in the living trust, my house, my bank accounts. I would be the trustee during my life. It's a living document like that. And when I die, nobody knows that I'm giving $12 million to a dog.
That's correct, Scott. So in that case, you would have had to have created the trust and then transferred all the assets in. Some people can do that, and some people cannot. So I leave it up to my clients, the ones that are more interested in having hands-on management, and they may elect to do the living trust. The ones that would rather do a document and then forget about it, this is what I want to happen when I pass away. This is how I want the property to go. It may require that a trust is created at that time for minor children, and those folks would choose the will over the living trust. But just to name a few more advantages of the living trust, if you have a living trust, and it's a good idea sometimes as we get older and we're concerned about our health, the living trust allows, while you're still alive, your assets have already been transferred in there. If you want to name someone to be the manager of the trust, when you become incompetent, you haven't passed away, you're still alive, but you need your assets managed, you can't do it. You can name one of your children to manage the assets.
And that avoids guardianship and guardianship court. And guardians are appointees of courts who exist to serve courts to make sure that you're okay, that your estate is being taken care of. But the living trust takes that out of the court's jurisdiction, and you save money and also retain privacy.
Guardianships are very expensive.
They are expensive and intrusive, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And we'll talk about that more next week. But when I was talking to you earlier, that's one of the things that intrigued me about the whole idea, Arturo, about living trusts, is creating this entity that exists during while you're alive, during the good times and the very bad times when you're losing capacity. The trust, the entity, continues to operate free of court control, is what you're explaining to me. And I think that's a most admirable thing, to keep your own self-determination going with your own entity outside of court control.
So you might ask, why doesn't everyone do a living trust? Well, they are more complex to create. There are more fees involved. And then there is some work to be done by the creator of the trust in transferring assets to the trust. And like I stated earlier, some people just don't like to do that. They would rather just do a document and then forget about it until it's needed. And so that's why everyone doesn't do a living trust, even though it sounds like there's some advantages to it that everyone would want. The other thing that occurs with a living trust is if you have, another good reason to have a living trust is if you have a business that is or own property in other states, operate the business in other states, the living trust allows you to do that more easily.
The entity crosses lines, so you don't have to set up different, for example, fiduciaries in various courts, even though you're incapacitated. Various courts in various states, the living trust can cross those boundaries.
Right, Scott. Hey, if anyone has any questions related to estate planning that's out there listening to us today, please call us at 877-777-7713. We're ready to take your questions. At this point, there are some other documents that go along with a good estate plan, such as a medical power of attorney, durable power of attorney, and a directive to physicians. The medical power of attorney is a document where you would appoint someone to be the agent to make your health care decisions should you not be able to do so. And the directive to physicians is a document that would state your wishes regarding the care that you would want if you had an irreversible condition or a terminal condition.
So you avoid you can't avoid the Terry Schiavo situation, perhaps, with that directive to physicians.
That's correct. It's one of those documents that not everyone includes in their estate plan, but these documents are ancillary documents that may or may not be needed. They're very inexpensive. I highly recommend that everyone include them in their estate plan.
Yeah, the idea is for people to tell courts and others what they want, so courts don't have to get involved to settle disputes brought by family members they want resolved in court. You're listening to Bar Talk, Arturo De Leon with Scott Boats here on the Biz Radio Network.
This is the Biz Radio Network.
If your business depends on highly trained and skilled salespeople, you're all